You're listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK. I'm Paula Gwen Grant, and on today's program, we are discussing caregiving. It is National Caregivers Month, and our guests, Hillary Thomas from AARP Georgia, and Michelle Johnson Bolden, registered nurse and president of Home Helpers and Direct Link North Atlanta. You can join this conversation. We want to hear from you at 404-880-9255. If you are a caregiver or you're the one receiving the care of a team who loves you, what is the experience you are having? We'd love to hear about it now at 404-880-9255. Or you may tweet. If it's easier for you, tweet your question to us at CCRTD. We have a question from Twitter. Question is about financial resources. Hillary Thomas from AARP, I know you have numerous resources because folks struggle in making a plan to care for someone with cancer. And cost is just something we have to look at. It's a reality. Folks don't have deep pockets, and we hear about things like assisted living. Are there various types of approaches for us to look at with different price points for families to consider when putting together that caregiving plan you both recommend?
So my biggest piece of advice would be, in the beginning, start looking at it even before we have these diagnoses. Mm-hmm. I was just looking at it for myself yesterday, looking at getting some long-term care insurance so that we can pay for these things over time up front. And yes, the days have passed where you could get the insurance and it would just pay for the care forever. So there are some time-specific plans now. But start looking at some of those things before. Contact your area agencies on aging. One of the websites for the Administration on Aging is www.AOA.gov. So look at that and try and find some of these different local resources. And hopefully this person has a little older and maybe they are going to qualify for some of the senior benefits within the different municipalities. So look at your different senior centers and see the different resources that they might have. They might even have some respite care options. You kind of have to start thinking about different types of options. So, you know, specifically finding those options that are just going to pay you money. There are some types of agencies, and I know that we talked about that a little earlier with some of the things. There's going to be a caregiver resource fair this weekend, and you said there's going to be some scholarships available.
Michelle Johnson Bolden is a registered nurse, and this weekend is that expo, and resources will be available there, correct?
That's correct. So it's the Family Caregiver Expo, and it's on this Saturday at 10:30. At Impact Church, which is at 2323 Sylvan Road in East Point. And so we will have resources available in order to talk about multiple levels of care, to include assisted living if you're looking at those options, personal care. There are foundations that are there, specifically, for example, dementia, who offer scholarships to families who are taking care of a dementia patient. We're also having vendors there who will be able to also discuss legal issues. So when we talk about That's planning important. For long-term care, you have to look at that legal road, which includes power of attorney, if there's health power of attorney, or if there's a financial power of attorney, guardianship, all of those things that we begin to run into. And if we plan for those things, it makes it much easier for the patient or the client or the family member, and it makes it much easier for the family. It takes away a lot of the fighting dynamics when we have a plan and we're honoring that person's wishes instead of our own wishes.
Bringing dignity to this caregiving. That's important thing because we were talking about the respect that needs to remain in place. And this is a good way to go about that. And it makes everyone feel more confident. Let's take a call now. We are taking your calls, your caregiving experience. If you are a caregiver or the one receiving the care, we want to hear from you at 404-880-9255. We go to Joseph in Mapleton. Hello. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, and good evening. Wonderful show. As life would have it, I stumbled upon this on the way down to the public. They just admitted my father last week into the oncology unit for a AML, which is a form of leukemia. And not to get into the details, but the family has kind of really flown apart. And so there's a lot of estrangement, but I'm trying to find help either way. And so this is a great program. I'm blown away. And can you please tell me if there a primary website was my primary question. I've heard all the phone numbers and stuff, but I'm hacking in my phone, typing right now, trying to get the website down.
Sure.
I've got the Clark Atlanta one. I found that. Mm-hmm. But is there another one for the caregivers part of it?
Please? Fantastic.
And great job. Happy Thanksgiving, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph. We appreciate it. We wish you a good Thanksgiving as well. Some tools and tips and information, some websites. Is there a single source that you can kind of start us with? We really want to know, Hillary, what can we tap into?
So we actually have a repository of information. It's the Caregiving Resource Center. It's at www.aarp.org/caregiving. And there are some people that don't do websites, and we get that. So there's a phone number, too, that you can call in, and you can get the same information. It is 1-877-333-5885, and you can get the same caregiving information. And I did hear you say that your loved one has a form of leukemia. I've worked with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society as well on some of their programs, and that could be a good place for you to go to as well. They have a very good network of information that is very specific to that disease that could be helpful for you, as well as some caregiver support groups that are specific to those diseases.
Terrific information. Michelle Johnson-Bolden, registered nurse. Any other website? We have the AARP website, aarp.org/caregiving. That'll take you to that source. Michelle, do you have another?
Sure. So for Home Helpers of Atlanta, we actually are a franchise across the nation. So we have many resources through our website that allow for you to look at caregiving options, caregiver support group, caregiver support groups as well. So that's www.homehelpershomecare.com/in-Atlanta. It's a local site. I also refer people to the Atlanta Regional Commission, and it's also known as AgeWise. That is a very good resource for those who are seniors or disabled. It covers from meals to mental health to support groups for the caregiver themselves. That's a local resource that can probably get you something, whether it's county resources that Hillary mentioned before. Certain counties have respite available. They may have even just a couple hours for a caregiver to care for your loved one, in which you're not having to pay for those expenses. Mm-hmm. So that's another option. AIDSWISE is normally a good local resource to start with as well.
Excellent. These are the sources you need if you have a family member who has had the diagnosis of cancer and you're trying to, as a family and as a good friend, be there for them and help care for them. It is National Caregivers Month, and that's why we are talking today about caregiving and what we can do, how we can do it better and not burn out in the process. This Saturday also are more resources for those of you who can come out. Michelle, once again, the expo that you're putting together.
Correct. It's this Saturday at 10:30, the Family Caregiver Expo, and it'll be held at Impact Church, who is a partner of the expo, and the address is 2323 Sylvan Road. One of the things that we're doing differently with this expo is that we're actually having care ambassadors. Often they are nurses who are there to speak with the attendees and talk about what's going on in your life with your caregiver. Mm-hmm. Then they direct them to a specific role plan. Well, today you need to go to booth 1, 2, 5, and 7 because it most impacts your needs.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're not wide open at an expo with not knowing really where to start.
That's right.
You give a plan even when at the expo.
That's right.
We like that, Michelle. You're just such a planner. We love that. The expo is available, and we are available right now for your questions and comments about caregiving. 404-880-9255. Michelle, that'll be so helpful because then you can navigate the expo, and that's the issue. Like our last caller, Joseph, was saying in Mableton that, you know, how do I navigate? How do I start? It can be overwhelming. You know, you hear about all these things and you just sort of say, I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it. Hillary, what do you do to boost the confidence and keep people engaged and plugged in and not starting to disconnect from, you know, an emotional standpoint, a psychological standpoint?
So we back up and again try and get people to start with that plan. And it sounds like a business and it sounds like a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But like other things, if you back up and say, okay, mom has this cancer diagnosis, let's figure out what this is going to look like at the beginning. It's a lot easier than getting to the point where you have gotten stressed and you have become disconnected. Mm-hmm. Because at the beginning, you sat down, you said, okay, this is what we need to have happen? What is our goal? And Michelle and I had talked about the caregiver resource guide that AARP provides. It's a prepare to care guide. It's a free guide, and it's available online as well.
That's but very good information.
But it is a free guide. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to be 50. You don't have to have any of those stipulations. But in the back of the guide, there's some goal sheets that help people go through what is the goal of this caregiving plan. So have you received an unfortunate diagnosis that you're just going to be able to keep this person comfortable? Have you received the diagnosis that this person is going to need some chemotherapy or some radiation? What does that look like?
Right.
Are you taking chemotherapy pills and you're doing that in your home? Mm-hmm. Is someone going to have to drive this person to chemotherapy a couple times a week?
Will someone need to stay overnight with you or only
overnight?
During the day?
Exactly. Will someone need to prepare those meals that we talked about? What is it that it's going to look like? And if you prepare it up front, you're able to figure some of those things out and just know that these things are fluid and they do move and it does change. But if you have some type of plan going into this and using this as a framework to build that plan, it's really helpful for you not to get to that point where you're disconnected and you're getting burned out.
That's exactly right. We're taking your calls, hearing your experience as a caregiver, or if you have been the one receiving the care through your cancer treatment. It is National Caregivers Month. Let's go to Taisha in Duluth. Hello, Taisha. Thanks for your call. Go right ahead.
Hey, good evening, guys. I really just wanted to reach out to you guys because my father passed away of cancer 2 years ago. He was 48 years old, and he did not have the funding in order to have a caregiver. And that really opened the door back up for me to get back into senior care. And I actually opened my own senior business. But I just really called to give you guys accolades and thanks. I literally almost burst into tears as I'm driving because people need, and I'm sorry for crying on the air.
Oh, Taisha, we're here for you. No, thank you for calling in on the air. Thank you. Go ahead. Take your time.
I'm actually an engagement coordinator here in Buckhead. And it just, when you have the opportunity to be with seniors at this stage of their lives, because there's so many seniors that have, my dad won't be able to be a senior. So the passion that's in it, and when you find those caregivers that care, and really, even if it's your parents' last days, to love on your parents and just to be able to be there for them. And I just want to tell you guys, thank you. And it's so funny that this was playing because I listen to Jazz Station all the time. But I just left an interview that tried to offer me a different position. And I looked at her and I'm like, I cried. I just burst into tears. And I'm like, I couldn't imagine not being with these seniors, whatever stage of life that they are. I work with dementia, very high, low functioning dementia patients, residents. And it's just amazing to see the decline in what they experience. And I just wanted to thank you. I just had to thank you guys. I'm not going to ramble because I would be on here probably till about 7:30. So
we're glad to have you, Taisha. Thank you. And we're glad that you have discovered your call in this journey. We are sorry for the passing of your dad, but it sounds as if you've been able to find your footing again and have found something quite meaningful to do with your professional skills that gives you personal fulfillment. And just thank you for calling us here. 404-880-9255 is our number to hear about your caregiving experience. If you have a question about how to make a plan, what do you need to know to take care of someone in your family who has received the diagnosis of cancer? Let me throw this question out to you. Michelle Johnson Bolden is a registered nurse. Hillary Thomas is here from AARP Georgia. This is something that we're dealing with. We see in cancer, in the diagnoses of cancer, certainly a high number of seniors, but younger and younger patients are being diagnosed with cancer. And so help us understand how to be effective, good, solid caregivers now when you're dealing with someone who's not a senior. Perhaps they're in their 30s and they've received the breast cancer, you know, diagnosis. How can we perhaps step back and say, okay, this person's in their 30s. This person's in their 40s.
So in that instance, you're often taking care of the entire family. And even when it's a senior, you're taking care of a family.
That's
but particularly
true.
When they're very young, because you normally have very young children, maybe a young husband, they're just developing their life plan. So that's where you don't look at the patient, the mom themselves, but you have to look at the entire family. And so you get impact and feedback from that entire family. You know, you give time for the child to be able to maybe lay in bed with mom, even though she's not feeling well, give her 30 minutes at night to lay with mom, or if it's coloring, whatever doesn't exhaust mom, but allows for her to have that cuddle time where she's not having to do too much with the child. Even it's with the husband, you know, allow for them to have time to be able to maybe just have a dinner or eat together and maybe you straighten up or something of that sort. But allowing for them to have that family connection, because now the mom has lost her most powerful role of taking care of her children.
And that's difficult for her. That's very difficult, the depression that comes along with that. You know, it's difficult to get a diagnosis of cancer always. But when you do have the young children and the thought of your mortality, when you have these young folks, you know, you did not expect. So this is very critical. I love your advice to look at the whole family. Hillary, you were saying, and I love that you made the point, that AARP's resources at aarp.org/caregiving are for anyone of any age.
They are. When my father was sick, when he actually had his most severe stroke, I was 34. As a 34-year-old, we're not typically thinking about AARP. I was fortunate enough to work for AARP, so when that happened, I knew I need to get to the office. Somebody needs to send me this book. I need to get this. I need to get that. But I knew that we had the resources there to help us. And on the flip side of what you're saying, some of these younger cancer diagnoses are happening to people with young families. And I know I've had two of my sorority sisters that were diagnosed with breast cancer before they turned 30. So they were younger. They were in their 20s, mid to late 20s. So they hadn't quite gotten to have families yet. But their parents were the ones that were caring for them. And the return of that can be sometimes the caregiver. Again, it's your parent. They still want to treat it as that parent-child, you do what I tell you to type situation. Yes. But I'm still the one that has this situation, and I need to be informed. I need to be the one that's making the decision. I need to be the one that's leading my care because I'm an adult, and this needs to be what I'm comfortable with. So it kind of brings a different dynamic into the caregiving and thinking about who is caring for that person. So unfortunately, if you have gotten this diagnosis at 26, you might have a parent that's helping to take care of you, but that parent who is now your caregiver really does have to step back and not make it such a parent-child, you do what I tell you to relationship. You're going to have to still make that plan and talk to the person that is receiving the care, because what they want matters.
Yes, they have a voice and they must be involved. This is important. We're taking your calls and experiences that we'd like to hear about, your caregiving experiences during this National Caregivers Month. The number here is 404-880-9255. We go to Carla in Jonesboro. Hello, Carla. Thank you for calling. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, hello. I really appreciate this this forum. My husband and I have been caregivers for 16 years. It just happened. And now we're caregiving. My brother he doesn't have cancer, but he's 52. He's very ill, congestive heart failure. Now he's on dialysis. And my mother-in-law, she's had two strokes. But it has become, like last 2 weeks, extremely overwhelming for us as caretakers. What other, in Georgia, what other resources out here, because I joined the call late, is out there for us? Because we're doing everything out of our own pockets.
This is a great question. No, we want to help you, Carla. Let's go through those resources one more time. Michelle Johnson-Bolden is here. She is a registered nurse. Michelle, how do you advise here?
One of the things that we mentioned about age-wise is a connection that does have local county resources. But one of the things you want to make sure you kind of look in your pocket of, you know, is there long-term care insurance that's available, maybe that you haven't accessed? Are you a veteran, or is the loved one a veteran? Is the spouse a veteran? There's some aid and attendance programs that are available. Are you eligible for some of the state programs, a couple of the Medicaid programs that provide care? One is called SOURCE, and the other one is CCSP. Those are some local state Medicaid programs that can offer, if you qualify, in-home personal care that can help you with some of those things as well. Depending on the diagnosis, there may be some foundations that will provide scholarships. We talked about the LMK Foundation that provides a $500 scholarship for those who are full-time caregivers for dementia families. So sometimes there are resources that are available that we kind of think out the box a little bit, but that may be a start to kind of maybe even see what's in your own pocket, with at least with veterans and long-term care.
So important. And, you know, what we really want to focus on is that at AARP, I'm loving Hillary, because Hillary is Hillary Thomas is here from AARP Georgia, and the question from the caller was about Georgia resources, and it's so important to understand AARP is here for all ages. Any suggested resources that you can give her family?
I'd say start out with going back to AARP's website for caregiving. That's www.aarp.org/caregiving. Start there, and you're able to get referrals to different types of services. There are different types of pull downs, and there are articles and all different types of information to see what might help you specifically. And even though that person might or might not fit what you think is an age, I've only run into one area within the Metro Atlanta area that's very strict on their age for the services that are offered within the senior centers. But if I were you, I would contact some of your local senior centers. So the different counties have them. DeKalb has them. Fulton has them. Usually it's managed by the county as opposed to the municipalities. So contact them and see what type of resources they might have. Now, one thing that they probably don't have as much of as far as the county resources are the specific people that can come into your home, but there might have some resources where you could get the people to a center. But also, and I don't know if you said that you came in later to the call, I would sit down and try to make out your caregiving plan. So go back to that AARP website at the /caregiving. And try and pull down the caregiver resource guide and go through a plan, especially, I believe you said it was someone's brother that was 58?
No, it's my brother. He's 52.
Mm-hmm. Go down and pull that out. And if hopefully he's still where he can communicate with you and talk and all those things. And go down and set out the plan and try and find some people. One of the steps in the caregiving plan is to form your team. So I know you said it's just you and your husband right now. And see what other types of community helpers, resources you can get in to help you. That you said you're pulling a lot of it out of your own pocket right now that might be able to supplement what's going on. So if you all are needing to run out to the store, if you need someone to help take them to a doctor's appointment or whatever else, there might be a neighbor, a friend, so on and so forth, that might be able to give you that help for that time.
We thank you so much for calling, and we wish you and your family the very best. Thank you. We are looking for your calls, 404-880-9255. It is National Caregivers Month, and you are listening to Your Health Connection. This announcement, in the interest of public health, is made possible by the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. Is your annual inspection pass due? Regular checkups by your doctor are the key to finding health problems early. 1 in 6 men will get prostate cancer. If you have a father or brother who has had it, your chances of getting the disease are even greater. If you are a man over the age of 40, schedule an appointment today and discuss whether testing for prostate cancer is right for you. More information is available at ccrtd.cau.edu.